Episode 65, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Where's the gratitude?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Yes, it's another great day, an absolutely gorgeous day, and it's because I get time with you. Yes, yes. I'm jumping around, doing my happy dance. Happy dance. Okay, I'll stop and I'll be quiet. No singing right now. Even though I really do love to sing, did I ever tell you that music was actually my major in college? Well, in high school too, but in college, that was my major. Yes, so I consider that self, woohoo. I love it. Well, but there are times to be a soloist and there's times to where we just need to chat. And today is the day. I'm all about confessing today, and I've got a lot to confess. Number one, I have a huge surprise. Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited about it. I'm going to let you wait a little bit longer. First off, thank you. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to Crazy Me and really becoming a part of the community. It is awesome. Now, that surprise, yes. Are you ready to put your face and a name, even my face and a name together? How cool would that be to come together? Well, it's going to happen. If you go to, don't share. Oh, no, I really do mean share. You want to tell everybody. If you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com and do a search for Create Your Now Podcast. Ask to join the group. Yes, it's a private group just for you listeners only. It's going to be closed. We're not letting anybody in, not anybody. This is for women only. If I have guys that want to jump in, they're going to have their own group. Yes, so guys, please request. If I see that, then we're going to put you in another group, okay? In fact, we're just going to do it now. Create Your Now Podcast just for men, okay? So you go there because I really believe in keeping the men and women separate. The reason being is we are two different individuals as in the makeup of a male and female. So go there. I cannot wait to see you there. I'm so excited. And maybe you even caught the surprise episode. Yes, there's more details there. But anyway, that's the huge hello and surprise. And yes, I can't wait. All right, we're going to start off though. Breathe, because I'm so excited. My heart rate's going. Do you hear it? Okay, maybe you don't hear it because it's not pounding that loud, but I can feel it. I mean, literally in my chest, I can feel it. And it's probably not the fact that I shoveled only 3 inches of snow today, but I did as my weight training. It was really great. So I feel wonderful right now. Absolutely fantabulous. And I hope you're feeling pretty sensational. So let's jump in. This is one that we're hitting. Where's the gratitude? And like I said, I'm all about confessions. One, I gave you the surprise. Two, I said thank you. Actually, it was the reverse. But now, it's your quote. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. That's by John F. Kennedy. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. You know, I read that and true confessions here. Growing up, I believe I was a very thankful child. I was very much in service, loved giving to others and giving to others with absolutely no expectations, no strings attached. Now, as I grew older and became an adult and moved forth into becoming a wife and then a mother, that was all great. And I was I was grateful for my husband. I was grateful. Well, of course, he was my beau at first. And then for my husband. And then for my children. And I celebrated them. However, life began to get a little complicated. And when life got complicated, I found myself taking everything out on them and not necessarily being as grateful to them. In fact, it was always their fault. You know, the kids were fighting. It was their fault. You know, daddy was upset. It was his fault. Never was it really my fault, so to speak, because I was the grateful one. I was always serving, always giving. And one thing, though, that I didn't mess up, in my opinion, is I was always grateful to my friends. Anybody I wasn't living with, I was grateful for. And I was grateful to them. I mean, I would see them. I would compliment them. I would tell them how awesome they are. I would listen to their horrible stories and the drama and breakups and what the kids were doing and how homeschool was going and Sunday school catastrophes. And I really was grateful to be their friend, to be there for them. And so I don't think any, if you were to ask any of my friends who walked along beside me throughout the years, would say that they ever felt that they weren't grateful or they didn't feel gratitude from me. I would do things in leadership roles and I would make sure I acknowledged them both in writing, but also in speaking out loud and telling them personally face to face. And that was something that I always, I mean, I grew up doing. But what happened was life got in the way. And the clutter and the chaos, these huge C-bombs that just go off all the time, you know, it happens. And you're like, okay, you can be fine. You put your best face, you know, your best face forward all the time on the outside. But then when you go in and you close the doors in your house, man, if walls could talk. I don't know always that my children felt gratitude. I told them. I know I did. I know I told my husband, but why would we have had relationship struggles if I expressed my gratitude the way he needed to feel the gratitude, the way he perceived that I was grateful for him and what he did for the family? You see, I kind of let that ball start to slide. And it wasn't that I was being mean to them. It was just that I let my guard down. I wasn't putting my best selfie out there as a mom and as a wife when that door closed on our house. I was great when I was out in the public. Oh, I was sweet and just, you know, kind of adorable and cute. And I wasn't necessarily a mean person. It just wasn't that I could have been better. I wasn't being my best selfie. You know, I don't know about you and where you struggle with gratitude. I know it's very easy to give it to our friends. It's very easy to give it to people that we see once or twice a week. Or it's even easier when we're chatting on the phone. Like right now, I'm chatting with you. And it's easy to say, you know what? Thank you so much for tuning in. But you know, when my hubby walks in the door in the next 10 minutes, am I going to say thank you to him? Am I going to say thank you, honey, for going to work and getting up at 5 a.m. and dealing with all the chaos that you deal with to support our family and what you do? Thank you. Well, today I'm going to. I promise that. But I do try to do that. And my gratitude comes in different ways. Now, jumping backwards again, I wasn't necessarily the one who always wanted to be put together when the hubby came home. Why? Because I was one who's like, I'm just going to let it all hang out. And not literally. But meaning that, well, if I didn't get the shower and the makeup on, that was okay. If I didn't look nice, that was okay. Maybe I smelled more like vomit and breast milk than I did anything else. Why couldn't I have taken even a 2.5-minute shower? Just to feel refreshed, rejuvenated. So when he did walk in the door, it would be like, oh, honey, it is so good to see you and not literally vomit all over him with how crazy of a day. Now, no. Now I turn it around and it's not about me vomiting the craziness of life. The difference is leading with gratitude. Lead with gratitude. And that's hard to do. And some people are like, how do you lead with gratitude? And that's a kiss, by the way. That's how you lead with gratitude. That's one way. Your hubby, your significant other, give them a kiss when they walk in the door. A sweet hug. Maybe they're affectionate where they like their shoulders rubbed a little bit. Maybe that's how you greet your sweetheart. What about your children when they come home from school? How do you greet them? I can remember my little one coming in today, and he was so excited to see me. He's like, "Hey, Mom, I'm home." And he waved to me as if he was far away, yet he was not even 5 feet from me. That's gratitude. He wanted to know and say, "Mom, I missed you." That was his way of saying, "I'm home. I need you." Are you paying attention to your babies? Are you paying attention to your hubby? To your significant other? Are you paying attention to your mom or your dad? You see, life does get in the way. Life gets crazy. It gets chaotic. But life can be full of joy and vibrance if we lead with gratitude. You know, it wasn't easy always, I'm sure my kids would say, "Mom, because, you know, perfectionism, you wanted everything right the first time." And I tell them that still. "I want you to do it right the first time, not the second or the third. I want you to listen to me the first time, not the second or the third." I think I need to put that on automatic record. But you see, the thing is I was not living my life by the words I was uttering. As John F. Kennedy says, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. The most important people that I needed to live gratitude through and with and share it with were the people I was hurting the most. I didn't take those extra 10 seconds to breathe and tell them thank you. Thank you for being you. I picked my daughter up from a trip here recently, and oh my goodness, this is the longest she had been away from us. And she's our oldest. And I was like, oh, I just, you know, it was almost this kind of tight knot in your stomach that you miss her, but you don't, you're careful on, you know, you got to have that fine line. The thing was, is we went real quick. I picked her up at the airport, you know, with security and all everything. Now it's different. So here in the U.S., We a lot of times we don't even go into the airport and park. If you want to go in the airport, you actually have to park your car and walk in. Well, I was running multiple things, and so she already knew I was just going to drive by and pick her up. So that's what we did, and that's what we planned for. But we had to run to the grocery store real quick. So we went in there, and I realized, Christiane, you haven't even hugged your daughter yet. Because you see, I was in a lane of traffic, so I didn't get out of the car. She just put her bag in and she got in. And I just stopped. I stopped what I was doing and I said, "Sweetheart, I haven't even hugged you. I'm so glad you're home." When have you stopped your life to lead and live with gratitude? That sometimes is a tough thing to do because we get ourselves wrapped up. And it just becomes this spiral down. It's actually a downward spiral staircase. And it goes way deep in the basement. Way down there. Lower than I can talk. And when we get to that point, we almost become hopeless. That spark tends to dwindle away. And we don't have that zest for life anymore. I want to challenge you with the best, biggest kiss ever. And for those of you who don't know what that is, keep it simple strategy. I want you to lead and live with gratitude. Lead and live with gratitude. It may be a gesture to the ones you love the most. It may be a compliment. It may be simply saying, "It is so good to see your smiling face today. What happened?" And wait, that extra 30 seconds there could be a game changer. Because you see, you never know when you won't, that either you won't or will have that opportunity again. So lead and live with gratitude. It is so important. And I guarantee you, you do that, you'll be blessed beyond your words. Because you see, it comes right back at you. And then you smile even bigger. Your heart jumps for joy even louder Yes, you'll be able to hear your heart jumping for joy, just like I was jumping for joy earlier today. Yes. So lead with gratitude. Don't do what I did and beat up the ones that you love the most. Love them. Show gratitude towards them. Those are the hardest ones to lead and live with gratitude. It's easy to do it for our friends. It's easy to do it for strangers because we can do it and it happens. But the ones you love the most, yeah, pay attention. I challenge you, pay attention. Lead and live with gratitude. And speaking of leading and living with gratitude, I want you all, seriously now, I truly want to meet you all. And this Facebook allows us that opportunity. So if you didn't hear me at the very beginning or you kind of tuned me out and then jumped back in on the gratitude thing, that's okay. I'm very grateful that you continue to listen. Go to facebook.com and check out Create Your Now podcast for the women and then Create Your Now podcast just for men, okay? And definitely check it out. Join. I just can't wait to meet you. My heart is at a... Anyway, I love you guys so much. I hope you have a very blessed week and weekend wherever you are. Be safe, be love, and live and lead with gratitude. We'll see you on the other side. Hugs and loves and blessings. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.